Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Peya, Perik Vav, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Ha-Koyzer Balayla. This person is cutting his grain at night. And he forgot some of it. Ma'amer, or if he's gathering bundles of grain that he cut already, remember, Ma'amer is one of the Lamatas Malachis, and this is exactly what it means. Oimer is the bundle, but Ma'amer means he's gathering the bundles of Hasuma. Or if the one who is cutting does not have sight, he can't see, whether it's by night or by day. Zakh the Mishnah, Yesh Lehem Shikha. Aye, under these circumstances, it's very easy to miss some of it. We still say that the mitzvah shikha applies. If they left something over, goes to the poor people. Zakh the Mishnah, Vaitavim, Hayim Eschavein, of someone cutting the grain. If his kavan is little as hagas, hagas, he wants to take the thick stalks first. Gas means thick. He wants to leave the thin ones for later. Zakh the Mishnah, Ein Loi Shikha, there's no shikha on anything that he leaves over here, whether it's thick ones or thin ones. Now, the thin ones, I understand, there's no shikha because he, Mechlau, wasn't thinking about collecting them yet. Wasn't even trying to take it. He planned on taking it later. Of course, there's no shikha. But the chiddush is even the ones that he planned to take, because he said, I'm going to take the thick ones, and he leaves them. We also say there's no shikha if he forgets some. Why? Being that he's coming back for the thin ones, so explains the Gra, it's like he didn't forget the thick ones because he was coming back for a different reason and he would see the thick ones. So they're not really forgotten. Some explain that it could be, being that his kavana wasn't to take everything, even if he left some of the thick ones, it's only because he thought maybe they're not thick enough, he thought maybe they're thin ones. It's not the normal forgetting. And some say that's like a pshat. It's not so much these respective svaras that he was coming back anyway to get the thin ones, or he thought that the thick one was thin. It's just that he's not cutting the regular way. And if you're not collecting or cutting the regular way, the Torah says there's no shikha. Zakh the Mishnah Vayter, Imamar, if the one who's cutting says before he starts cutting, Hareini Kaitzer, I'm going to cut Amanas on the condition, the Mashani Shecheach, whatever I forget, on the Yetla, I'm going to come back to get. Zakh the Mishnah, Yesh Le Shikha. It's still shikha. Because what are you saying? You're trying to go against the Torah. This is called a masnel masha kasev b'Torah. You can't make a tenai, oh, and if I forget it, I didn't really mean to forget it. The Torah says what you forget, you have to leave. So what are you saying? Such a tenai is not effective. Some say pshat is that even if he says, I'm telling you right now, my plan is to come back after I finish collecting it and see if I left anything. So he tainis, it's never really forgotten because they always plan to come back. That's not going to work. Because the Torah shtel levek the mitzvah of shikha, that what you forget, you're supposed to leave there. So by saying, but I'm going to come back to look for it, we're not going to say so. That means he never forgot it to start with. We're going to say you're trying to go against what the Torah says, and that doesn't work.